Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is the hour and this is the season of the moving of the Spirit upon your life. And even as you're moving forward and moving about in this month, you shall see that the Spirit shall begin to cause you to come into a time of a breakthrough. For this is your month of recognition. For this is your month of rewards and power and glory. And God's going to touch areas related to your career. He's going to touch business. He's going to touch finances. And you're going to begin to reap the rewards of what you've sown even during the past 7 years. For the next 7 years shall be a time of even greater rewards. For the Lord says, I shall raise thee up, and I shall bring you into an opportunity where you will rise up, and you will go into the high peaks, yea, even into the mountain. And yea, God will say unto thee that even in the near future, for this month represents just a small scale of what is about to come into your life even during the year of 2015. For 2015 shall be a rewarding time for thee, and there shall be two important sides of it that is going to be delivered unto thee. On one hand, is going to be directly proportionate to the efforts that you put out in the past, but on the other hand, the Lord will say unto thee that that you receive exactly what you need to continue on your path. And God says, for that reason, for the Lord says, keep your close eye even on your finances, even during next year. But I also see financial gain coming your way. For the Lord says that I shall raise thee up, for you are coming into a time of achievement. You're coming into a time of recognition. For the Lord says, stay focused and do not become scattered. Do not get into arguments and do not allow others to break your focus. For I heard the Lord say unto me that I will bring you into of advancement. I will bring you into a time of power and glory, and your gifts shall go to the forefront. For the Lord says, whatsoever you have sown, that shall you also surely reap. For this is an hour where the Lord says, begin to concentrate and stay focused and disciplined, and I will cause you to prosper. For you will see the successful fruition even of your dreams. For this is a time for you to begin to rise up, rise up, rise up, O servant of the Most High. For the Lord says, I have invested much in thee, and I have put much inside of thee. For the Lord says, you have paved the way for the rewards that you're going to reap during the next 12 to 18 months. And I shall stir up even the gift that I have placed deep down inside of thee. For that shall be the gift. That shall be the secret behind your success as you heed the following and the leading of the Holy Spirit. For I heard the Lord say unto me that you're coming into a season of an awesome and a powerful breakthrough. He says, study, pray, and stay in my word. Study, pray, and stay in my word. Because God says you're going to develop your gifts. For the Lord will say unto thee that this is a season where he says, begin to make a list of the things that you're asking me for and see if I don't do it for thee. For the Lord will say unto thee that this is a season where I am raising thee up, and you're going to find that even in this hour, God says, be patient, be patient, be patient. Because God said, as you begin to visualize what you want, God says, you're going to begin to see things opening up for thee.
God bless you, Prophetess Glenda. I just hear God saying that this is a time, I see you in a peaceful setting, and it's like you are embarking upon a new journey, and God is with you during this time. And I just see God saying you're going to be at peace, be at peace, be at peace. I see divine revelation knowledge coming to you. I see great opportunities and great connections that are coming to you. And God's saying through the time that you're going to be going on this journey, God said he's with you. So remain at peace, and that's the word of the Lord.
And the Lord will further say, yes, I can go with a peace. For God says, I am teaching you how not to harden your heart nor stiffen your neck. For God says, the season of flexibility. I see joy coming to the home in this season. I see the family unit coming together and doing some projects that will benefit the family. I even see you reaching out to young girls. This is something that God has placed upon your heart. For the Lord says, even as you pay attention to the changes that your daughter is going through, God says you would begin to recognize it in other young ladies. And the Lord says that this is a season for the new home. For God says it is long overdue. And as you begin to move into a new season, into a new timing of God, God says, I haven't forgotten the promise I made to you 5 years ago. Even this is a season where I see a new watch, for God says you're walking into a new arena and with a new influential group, said the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Glenda. I hear Father God saying, ask and it is already given, knock and the doors have been opened. For I hear Father God saying, you're being rewarded for your faithfulness. For Father God says, you have blessed many without asking for anything in return. And Father God says, worry not, fret not, I've not forgotten you. Now, I do hear Father God saying, prepare for the move. For I hear Father God saying, there's a blessing and a move for you, woman of God. And I just hear Father God saying, this is the season of stability and this is the season of transition. Father God saying, he's preparing you for great, brand new open doors. And I just hear Father God saying, this is the season as you're coming into a new open door of opportunity. And I hear Father God saying, seek wise counsel in this season, because I hear Father God saying, you are at a open door and a loaded vault. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. As you move forward into the month of November, opportunities, but also I give thee more energy and more strength. You're going to be meeting some new people. God says, ask me what it is that you desire me and see if I don't do it for thee. God says, be assertive, be more decisive. Even go ahead and get a new hairstyle if you so choose to, because God says you're letting go of some things. Go out and get a new set of clothes, get a new pair of shoes, because you're going to be walking a new path. And that shall be the time when you shall begin to release and let go of some things that no longer serve thee. Oh, guard thy heart, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say unto me, guard thine heart. You'll also begin to find that November could be a little bit of an emotional time where there may be some ups and downs, but you're releasing the old concepts. You're releasing some old responsibilities. You're releasing certain relationships that you have outgrown, and you're preparing for the new. And you will walk into a time of greater self-confidence. For the Lord said, November shall be a time of an inner house cleaning where you're doing deep work inside. And yet God says, though things may seem like they're a little bit stagnant, know that all shall be well. You'll also begin to find that some of your relationship with friends and relatives could be put to the test. You have outgrown and changed over the past year, and yet you may be a little bit out of touch with other people, but they won't know or understand the true you that is about to come forth. Yea, for the Lord says, I shall reward thee. And you may find that you're going to let go maybe even of an old relationship or even someone that you regard as a teacher. I'm sensing that around you as well. But no, God says it's a season of the breaking. It's a season of where it's the season of a cutting away. And you will see changes. You will see endings, but you will also see the fulfillment of some of your dreams. For the Lord says, I lift thee up, and yea, I even raise thee up. Let go of old habits, thoughts, and ideas that are no longer of me. Associations, let them go. I will guide thee, and I will lead thee. Also, God says, watch your personal belongings. There's thievery that could be around you. A trickster, someone that says one thing and does something else. Someone that is a wolf but dressed in lamb's clothing. Lock up your valuables and protect yourself. Protect your identity. Protect your valuables. Stay away from arguments, because they too are only distractions. I have so much more that I want to talk to you about. I can tell you that you're moving into a time of an awesome and a mighty, mighty breakthrough. You will see that December shall be a time of new beginnings. You're going to get the support. For the Lord says unto thee, that as you stay in his word, he's going to bless you. And you will see that new things shall open up unto thee. For you will step into a time of great power and great glory. For December shall be a step forward even in your career. You're going to be introduced to several or some people who are going to be very important to your career and the things that you're believing God for. Thank you for your miracle seed. We appreciate you. You're growing. 2015 is going to be your year. I'll talk to you some more about that in your next coming prophecies. This is awesome what God has in store for thee. Peace and many blessings.